save my connection safe.
Blog Talk Radio.
Close my door. But be listening to this case I need you.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothe yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me. Darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that he came. Yes, I am. He came to seek and save the lost. That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home, right there in your job, right there in your car.
Just open your mouth and just begin to whisper something to him. Tell him how much you love him. Come on, tell him, tell him. Tell him. Come on, you tell him. I want to hear you tell him. Oh God, if you don't ever do anything else, you've already done enough. You've done so much for me until I'm behind in my worship. That if you stopped moving in my life right now, it would take me 1,000 years to give you all the praise that's due your name. My God. And so today, I want to take this moment. Lord, we give you all our praise. It's the praise that's due your name. And we magnify you when we say that you're holy. That's how we magnify you. When we call you holy and tell you that we worship you. Does anybody feel like that tonight? Anybody in here feel like that tonight? Lord, we give you all the praise. Because that's the praise that's due your name. And the only way you can really magnify him is tell him that he's holy. Why do you say holy? Because when you cry holy, no demon can stand in your presence. When you tell him how holy he is, every shackle has to break off of your life. Every spirit of torment has to come off of your mind.
coming rain, through sickness and pain, yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Okay, we're back. Lost connection. Mr. Archie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, thank you. Woo. I tell you, technology. Thank you for being patient and hanging in there with me. I'm like, okay, I know he can hear me. I just can't hear him. So maybe the connection was I needed to disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah, you
okay.
Disconnected it, so I reconnected.
Amen. We thank God for you, man of God. I gave an introduction and let everyone know that you were coming this evening, and I thank you for coming this evening and sharing with us. We talk about substance abuse, and we talk about the web of substance abuse. And I just wanted you to share with the listening audience what your experience was concerning substance abuse. What was going on in your life that you decided or ended up in a place where you were medicating pain or whatever that issue was, and what was that like?
Well, first of all, let me just say I thank you so much, Evangelist Benton, for this opportunity to be on the air with you and airwaves to all the listeners tonight. And, you know, to talk about the substance abuse and what it was like for me and how I medicated some of the things that took place in my life, one of the things that first of all, I give honor to God as well, you know, that he's allowing me to even share my testimony with so many listeners out there. One of the things for me, I had to really search myself and find out what was it about drugs that I liked. Because what I found out is that drugs, people will use drugs only if it makes them feel better about a situation or feel better about something that has taken place in their life. There has to be an attraction or there has to be a pulling of that drug for the individual to use it. So one of the things that I had to find out and search deep inside of myself is why was I using drugs and what was the purpose all behind that. And tonight, one of the things that happened to my life, and I thank God for me being able to share this with so many viewers, is that I was molested at a very young age in my life. And so that thing that took place in my life, me realizing that it was wrong what took place, but yet God still allowed me to come through it and to come out of it. But in coming through it and come out of it, I had some adverse effects with it.
Mm-hmm.
So some of those reverse effects that took place was I had to be in control.
Mm-hmm.
It was always something to control or someone to control.
Yeah.
I also could never be filled enough with the things or the sexual things of this world. So what made me draw near to the drugs was because it intensified or it magnified those sexual desires for me. And as I began to use them, it always medicated and it always covered up the real thing that took place in my life because I didn't want to talk about that thing. In fact, I lived 40-some years, and I never spoke about it to anyone.
Wow.
So it was always hidden inside of me, and I always was trying to cover it up, you know, until a block I had to run into, my life took a turn. Because of the use of drugs, I became more heavily involved in using drugs. I began to wear this mask, or what some people might would say, I had a facade. I wore a mask for some people, and then I wore a mask for other people. And I continued to spiral downward in my drug use until God saw fit for me to run into a wall. And when I ran into the wall, that's when I came to my senses. And I had to admit to myself that this is not the life that I want to live. Now, I had no idea what was going to take place in my life because I was sitting behind bars for drug conspiracy, for drug distribution, but it was all behind being able to have access to drugs to use for my personal benefit. Are we still there? Hello? Hello? Are we still on the air? Hello? Evangelist Benton?
Yes, I got disconnected,
oh.
But they still listen.
Yeah, okay. Okay, then. And I'm sorry, viewers, I wasn't sure whether I was still on the air or not. But in sharing my story with you, God was able to take all of my hurt, all of my pain, and I was able to confront that thing that had occurred in my life at an early age and had caused so much damage in my relationships with other people and even in my relationship with Christ. So I had to confront this, and when I was able to confront it, that was when my deliverance began to take place. And I had to cry out, I had to cry out to God, you know, and to acknowledge the things that had taken in place in my life, but mostly the hurt that took place in my life. And more than just the hurt, you knowing that it was not your fault, but the enemy made you think that it was your fault.
Absolutely.
So when I was, but when God stepped in, he delivered me completely from not only drugs, he delivered me from cigarettes, and he delivered me that I would not have to be ashamed of what took place in my life. And most of all, I didn't have to blame myself for something that was not my fault. And I think today that what happens with a lot of individuals who turn to drugs is that they are trying to hide something that has caused them some pain and some hurt and some disappointments along the way.
Absolutely.
So when the pain, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So when the pain continues to come and we don't know how to deal with the pain, then we continue to medicate ourselves so we don't have to deal with the pain. And the only way that we'll ever be free is that we have to acknowledge the fact that it was not my fault for the things that took place that someone else, you know, did to me. It can be something involving relationships, spouse, marriage. It could be something dealing with my job. I lost my job. Now I'm unemployed. Now I don't have money coming in. And sometimes the enemy will use that to make us feel like that was our fault, the things that took place.
Yeah.
But God has a way. But God has a way of bringing everything to the light with the storms that we have to go through, which we don't understand at the time, the hardship that we have to endure. We don't understand at the time that all of this is working for our good.
Yes,
and that God is getting ready to release us from something that has us in bondage for so many years of our life.
And the thing that I say is that your identity is bigger than your abuse. And the abuse experience that has like stomped you, and that the final word on it is that it's like your final word on who you are, you know, and that's not necessarily the truth. The truth is that God gives you a different identity because of what we've had to endure. No matter what that terrible thing that is not who you are. Your identity is as God's child, but it's just deeper than abuse that you.
Yes, you're absolutely right. we have to see the bigger picture. And it's a bigger picture that we sometimes cannot even imagine, and we can't even glimpse into and get a moment of how big this thing really is that has taken place in our lives. But we have to understand that what happens to us did not kill us.
Mm-hmm.
It only made us stronger, and we were able to come through it because God was with us. Now, my relationship got better with God when I admitted and when I released those things.
Uh-huh.
And when I acknowledged the fact that I can't do this by myself, Lord.
Uh-huh.
I need your grace. I need your mercy. But more than all of that, I need your spirit to come in the midst of my situation. It's like what the addicts would say, when I have reached my bottom, I have nowhere to go but up. And one of the things that takes place in meetings, and we are familiar with the 12-step program, the first thing we have to do is surrender and admit that I was powerless over my addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second step says that I acknowledged a higher power that was greater than me. And I have to allow that higher power. And my power, higher power, is no one other than my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
There is no other power greater than him. He's more than able to deliver you and set you free from the things of this world and also from the devices of the enemy.
Yeah.
My life was on a hole, in a sense. I went to prison. I lost everything.
Wow.
Behind drugs.
Wow.
So when the enemy looked at me and he painted a picture for me that here you are now, you've lost everything. You're the black sheep of the family. You know, you have a record now. You're not going to be able to get a job. You know,
but standing
on God's word and the promises that he has made to his people, I came out of prison, got a manager job, and about 4 weeks being out of prison.
Wow.
God
praise
had
God.
Already, yeah, he already knew the plan that he had for me. And today I'm working in a field dealing with mental health individuals and also adult substance abuse. The same thing that trapped me, God was able to allow me to be able to talk to someone else, because now I can identify with them. And I also have empathy for them and their struggle. But the good news is that the struggle is over for you because God has already fought the battle and you have the victory.
Amen. Yes, you absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the biggest challenges, and I commend you, is that oftentimes we think of molestation, child abuse, being, quote-unquote, you know, little girls. And very, very, very rarely do we hear men, you know, confess that they've been molested, that they've been raped, you know, that they've been fondled, you know, that they've gone through some traumatic thing because of the stigma of being, quote unquote, a male, you know, because you're a male, and you know our fathers and mothers, you know, especially dads, you know, you're strong, you're supposed to take it, you know, you're not a wimp, da 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 da, and so it makes it that much harder. And I'm curious to know if that was part of your time in terms of handling the secret was part of that because you are a male. And the shame and the blame, as I've talked extensively about in last year's broadcast as we were building, we talked about the shame and the blame of abuse and molestation and sexual abuse in particular. Is some of that length of time in terms of just being a secret and carrying this burden around because you are a male?
Well, one of the things for me, it was difficult as a male, even as a young male, recognizing, you know, who you are, you know, that you are supposed to be strong, you know, that you're supposed to be able to handle things, you know, in your life, you know. The macho thing that comes with being a male, you know, all of those things, you know, not talking or not conveying or not relaying information or talking about what has happened to you has something to do with being a male, you know. Because it was one of those acts, how could you talk to someone else about, you know, someone violating you?
Right.
As a man, you know.
Uh-huh.
So you don't, that's something that, yeah, you couldn't just put that out there to people because it would, the perception that they might would have of that, you don't want to give them that perception about your manhood. But what happens though? But what happens with men? I'm not gonna say what happened with men. I'm gonna tell you the story. What happened with me? What happened with me because I hid it, and because I never talked about it, then it allowed the enemy to have something to try and confuse me about. You see what I'm saying? You know, not about my sexual identity, but he would want to bring that back to me. You know. And it's almost like someone who's blackmailing you. You know what I'm saying? They kind of got something on you that nobody else knows about you. And now every now and then he will whisper it in my ear, you know, this happened to you, this took place to you. And in the state of using drugs, you know, and you're fighting this thing all by yourself. And then you become more sexually active than maybe you would have had it not happened to you.
Right.
Because
right.
For me, it was almost like I had to prove my identity, you know? I had to prove my manhood. But all that was doing was really leading me right down the path that he wanted me to go. And I mean the enemy wanted me to go. So when I was able to release it and talk about it, then I could really begin to eliminate some of the things that the enemy was trying to use against me. So I'm hoping that the listeners are hearing today that, you know, substance abuse magnifies and intensifies things that happen in our life. But when we can be honest about whatever it is about our lives, that's when we begin to get free of those things. That's when we can begin to look at ourselves in the mirror and to speak against those things because we were not created that way. We just need to be free and unattached to some things that the enemy tried to attach our lives to. I'm still here. I know you probably faded out a little bit.
Yeah, I
was still talking. I was still talking.
Yes. Yes. Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard one of my good friends, Dr. Lauren Du, also has written an author book, Teddy Bear Stolen Innocence. And he's one of the few male, very good friend of mine, who now resides in California. He was in Colorado. And I was hoping that he was listening tonight because I wanted him to call in into the broadcast. But, of course, that's 4-hour difference for him, definitely. And he has been on the air and really, you know, talk about, you know, some of the graphic details of his book. Talks about really graphic details of of his abuse and all that he had to go through, and even, you know, talks about who his abuser was, which was his father, brother, and, you know, all that he had to endure. And he wrote, you know, he published 2 books, which I have the pleasure of having, both those books. And I, and so he talks about the shame and the blame of being, you know, molested. But he also went a little further and talked about, you know, like you said, you know, all that was awakened, you know, and the residue of being molested for him was just being wife and how, you know, delivered him. And now he's gone back as well and talk about and pour back into helping those who've been abused. So he also, you know, has cast, you know, where he talks about you know, sexual abuse and being abused as a male and all that he had to endure. It is very humbling, because I truly didn't know this, being a survivor myself. It just gives a different spin when it's a male, because they don't talk about it, and to get someone to be open and to be able to recover, which is why victory against Allah is just so profound, because truly, you know, this is evidence of being victorious against all odds. You know, they could have gone so many different directions. You could still be struggling. You still could be out there. You know, you still could be behind prison walls, because I'm pretty sure, you know, that's a whole nother ministry all by itself, just being behind bars and all of the obstacles that come with that.
Right.
What was that like?
That experience like?
Yes, because if you've got, you know, we're talking about the abuse, and so I'm hearing substance abuse and molestation, and just the fight of knowing who you are, the shame and blame, the self pity, you know, if you will, you know, cigarette. Different, you know, I'm strands coming out of this web that I'm picking up, you know, really, you know, I'm pretty sure this falls into, you know, failed relationships, you know, and, you know, not being able to, and then masking, we talked about masking, in extensive, you know, on the earlier broadcast, we talked about, you know, just wearing that mask and being able to take that mask off and look in the mirror and say, this is where I am now that I have identified this thing. Where do I go from here? What is my next step? And then fear grips you, you know, because of what others may think, how they may perceive you, how you perceive yourself. So, and I did, I heard you talk about, you know, 2 of the 12 steps and how you, you know, have gone back into, you know, bringing others out do the ones that you stand before, are they transparent? Are they still trying to hold on? Do you see the manifestation of the spirit of fear or the spirit of doubt? Or, you know, what's going on? You know.
Well, for me, it's no longer a fear. You know, it's more confidence and assurance of who I am and who God called me to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many things occur in my life, prison, you know, that was the farthest thing from my mind ever even going to prison. Here I am, you know, a black male working for the police department and 911 communications, no record, never done anything, never had been arrested for anything. But
mm-hmm.
yet the drugs led me to a place where now I'm facing prison time. And the prison time that they wanted to give me was like 15 years, and which what we call today a drug conspiracy, where they don't have to have no proof or no evidence, only what someone else says about you that you were involved or you had knowledge of drugs being sold, drugs being distributed, you know, all of those things, you know. And I knew the day that I went in that my life had to change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went through a 500-hour drug class, which allowed me to be able to take 2 years off my sentence, because I was sentenced for 7 years, but I ended up doing 5 years. But during
uh-huh.
those 5 years was a period of really knowing who I am in Christ. I had all the opportunities to do anything I wanted to do. If I wanted to use drugs, I could. If I wanted to smoke cigarettes, I could. If I wanted to get involved with illegal things, I could. Because those avenues are open in prison. But what I decided to do is to choose God. So I connected myself with brothers. I connected myself with ministry that was going on the facility. I connected myself with everything that was spiritual and everything that was going to improve and help me to deal with day-to-day loneliness, day-to-day disconnect from society, but most of all, being connected from those that I love.
Wow.
So I had to go through this ordeal. But the thing that is so wonderful about the whole situation is that everything that the enemy meant for bad in my life, God turned it and made it good.
Wow.
God even spoke to me and told me that before my sentencing date that I was going to have to do 5 years in prison. And when they gave me 7 years, he still made a way for me to take this drug class and to get 2 years, knock off my sentence. Lord knows, no, I did not want to go through the 5 years. I certainly did not, and I did try to get out of there earlier. But to no prevail, you know, I had to endure and go through this test. And
right.
I can say that I came through the test, you know, I went through the fire, and now I can stand today and say that everything that I had to go through dealing with drugs is behind me. I don't have a desire to use drugs. Drugs no longer is a part of my life. I'm
mm-hmm.
happy, more happier with who I am and knowing who I am than I was when I was using drugs, because I had to keep using them, you know, to keep getting that feeling.
Right, chasing after an original
chasing
high.
After, right, that you were never going to reach again. But now I can chase after the Spirit of the Lord and
mm-hmm.
be in relationship with Him and know that He's the one who is going to position me He's the one who's going to place me, and he's the one who's going to prosper me.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We know that, you know, without him we can do nothing, and that we are victorious in him. You know,
yes.
And that, you know, we go through these trials and these tribulations and know they don't feel good and mm-hmm. they're not pleasant, but he already made a way of escape because he already know the path that we were to take in order
yes.
for us to get where he needed us to be so that we could, you know, be witnesses in the kingdom, you know, and to be a voice, you know,
mm-hmm.
here on the earth, not only to the believers, but to those who are not believers, but yet and still they, you know, they're looking it through a different lens. And here
right.
we are, you know, knowing, quote unquote, the truth, and are able to be a living example to them. And then they're going to wonder, well, how come, you know, how make it? You know, how in the world is he still standing? Well, geez, you know, he went through all of that and he came out all right. Well, how come I'm, you know, this, that, blah, blah, blah. So we are able to be an example and to impart into others and let them know that we, you know, we went through this thing, yet we stand.
Yeah.
The enemy meant it for our bad, but wow, you know, God made it for my good. And we get to not only be good witnesses, but we get to give the book the honor back to the
God.
Father, because it was
yes.
he that allowed us to go through, and it was him, you know, that allowed
mm-hmm.
us to go through and not and go, as they say, go through the furnace, go through the fire, and not even
yes.
come out without even smelling like smoke, and let alone
that's
be burned.
Exactly right.
You know,
that's
kind of
exactly
like the three
right.
Super Boys. You know, we came out,
uh-huh.
you know, stronger than what we went in. In itself, you know, is an awesome testimony. That is an awesome testimony.
Mm-hmm.
It really is an awesome testimony. I was trying to, and hoping that I could get a hold of Dr. Lauren Du. Wanted to, if he was available, just to, you know, introduce himself.
Uh-huh.
Very awesome, powerful man of God, and certainly been through some things. Dr. Du has two books. One is called Teddy Bear, Stolen Innocence.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, here we go. And if you give me a second, I will tell you if the computer will just act right. I'm having a time today. Of course, this is my first time turning the computer on in my new location. And so I had a feeling that I might have a few challenges. But his name is Dr. Lauren Du, Loren, and he
mm-hmm.
now resides in Los Angeles, California. He was
mm-hmm.
in Colorado, and he has an awesome testimony. And,
wow.
And I think you would truly enjoy him just the same. But I just wanted to say thank you for, you know, coming on the air and sharing with us, you know, the obstacles, the struggles, you know, that you endured, and, you know, and how, you know, you were able to, you know, you saw yourself being, you know, that you were entangled, and you saw yourself, you know, in a place that you, you know, you probably were like, well, Lord, how in the world did I get here? You know, like you said,
right.
you know, never thought that prison would be, you know, your portion. You know, but even
right.
in that, you know, he sustained you, you know, was able to kind of, and I'm pretty sure he was able to minister to you there because, you know.
Yes, he was. And that's where it all began for me right there.
Uh-huh.
During those 5 years of my reestablishing my relationship with God and him revealing himself to me.
Wow.
And me knowing that all is going to be well. We call this all in God's hands, you know.
Wow, that is just awesome. I thank God for you, man, God, for just coming and sharing and, you know. Just
well, my sister, I thank you. I'm honored that you even asked me to speak tonight. And, of course, all glory is to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He gets all the glory, and we can share our stories that someone else can be touched and changed from just hearing that God is still working miracles in everybody's lives daily.
Amen. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is, because I certainly have had my portion and, you know, going through, you know, just the same, you know, years
mm-hmm.
of being masked and, you know, not wanting to deal with, you know, the truth, you know,
mm-hmm.
of
mm-hmm.
the lot that was, you know, and like you said, just being, you know, feeling guilty and thinking, oh, I, you know, what have I done, and it's my fault, and, you know, coming to the realization that it's not my fault. I did nothing
right.
wrong, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then being able to, you know, not being able to go through the transition of being, quote unquote, the victim, you know, to a survivor,
uh-huh.
you know,
right.
to an overcomer, to being more than a conqueror. And so I
mm-hmm.
thank you, you know, praise God for being more than a conqueror, because, you know, here you are now giving back, you know, to others, you know, reaching back and being able to cut, you know, those strings, those ties that had you entangled in that web, you know, and how, you know, substance abuse, you know, entangles your life because of all the other issues that we're trying to, you know, whether it's popping pills or smoking cigarettes, or, you know, or
yeah.
over-the-counter drugs or inhaling
mm-hmm.
or barbiturates or, you know, cocaine or shooting or sniffing, it doesn't matter what form it comes in, you know,
that's right.
you're still trying to medicate your pain. And so I always talk about the onion and having to unpeel the layers, you know, to get
mm-hmm.
to the root of the problem. And when we get to
mm-hmm.
the root of the problem and we deal with the root,
mm-hmm.
if we pull that root open, we expose it and chop its head off, then things will begin to die, and then we can go, you know, we can separate the wheat and the tare, and then after that, we can go back and plant some fresh seeds and watch
yes,
our, you know, fruit, you know,
mm-hmm.
manifest.
Mm-hmm.
So I just
mm-hmm.
thank God for you this evening and coming and sharing and being transparent and allowing us to, you know, walk down memory lane with you and being able to connect and just hear, and hopefully someone was listening that, you know, took some nuggets away or was able to grab hold, or if they're not a believer, you know, even taking that first step of admitting there's a problem, admitting that there is that their life has just gone in a spiral and it's all webbed up. And, you know, it's tight, you know, and there's just no way to go except for up and to allow someone to come in, you know, to help, to admit, to submit, you know, to someone and say,
yeah,
you know what, I just don't have this together, and here I am, you know, and reach
right
out for some help, you know. And I say to listeners, if you, you know, if you need help, you know, feel free. You can email me at odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Again, that's odds_against_U@yahoo.com. Or you may go to my website, www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. Again, that's www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. Or you may call my confidential voicemail line and leave a detailed up to 1 hour message. Everything's confidential at 641-715-3900, extension 939-658#. Again, at 641-715-3900, extension 393-658#. And please call. It doesn't matter what day and night, it's 24/7 voicemail line. Call and just leave a detailed message, whether it's a question, whether it's to get in touch with Mr. Autry. If you want to get in touch with him, you can call my line, and I will put you through to him. If you need assistance in your area, if you need a connection to a 12-step program, we are able to do that for you. If you need prayer, if you have a concern, if you have a situation, or you have a question, you can reach me at any of those three avenues, and I will connect you to the appropriate facility, to the appropriate church, if you need looking for a church home, or you have you need social service intervention, drug intervention, any type of intervention that you may need in your area, we are able to connect you to as well. We thank each and every one of you for listening. We certainly thank our guests, Ms. Autry, for coming and sharing with us, and I certainly will have you back. You are so welcome. And as we close, we've got about 3 minutes left. If there's anyone listening and you have a question, I certainly don't want to exclude you. I do not mind opening up the line. If you have a question and you're listening, or comment, or just want to say thank you, you may press the 1, and we will give you space to ask or a question, or if you have a question for the guest that we did not answer, or if you want to go back and re-listen to this broadcast, you may do so. The broadcast will download in about 5 or 10 minutes, and you may go back and listen to the entire broadcast. You may have to kind of get over the first, you know, 30 minutes of difficulty until we were able to get the man of God on the line. But if you can get through all of that and be patient, we got there with a little persistence and not giving up. And Mr. Autry, if you need to refer, you know, your followers to the archives, you are certainly more than welcome to do so. Or if you want I do believe, you know, I can send you a copy of the broadcast as well. You can a paid copy of the broadcast if you want that, you know, just let me know. Otherwise,
thank you,
you can refer them. You're welcome. You can refer everybody back to, you can refer everybody back to the web link, www.blogtalkradio.com/victory-against-all-odds, O-D-D-S, and the title of this particular broadcast was The Webs of Substance Abuse. And if you need to get in touch with me to get that information again, you are more than welcome to text me or email me as well.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome. And we're going to close out this evening with a short song. And I thank each and every one of you for listening. And we will be back again on next Monday. Thank you for listening.
God bless.
God bless.
You see it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Give him honor. Give him glory. Worship him in this place. Hallelujah. Worthy thou art, God. We bless the name of Jesus. We honor him. For his word, there's no one like him. Hallelujah. Talk about John, but the Bible says that the Lord God shall be exalted. Hallelujah. He's majestic. He's radiant. The Apostle Paul speaks of the majesty of God when he says, and now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, to him be glory and honor. And we give glory to God right now in this place. Holy
have a good night.